All right, we will play you the Bill Snyder comments courtesy of KCTV5 from last night at the Capacker event in light of Corey Sutton being granted his release today from K-State. We will talk more about it throughout the show. We've got Roddy Magruder coming up next segment in about 15 minutes. He's got some friends in high places in the NBA. The game spelling bee at 525. You can't be serious at 550. Before I get to the phones here real quick, and by the way, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to call the show. We'll mention, as I said briefly in the open, the national response to this has been overwhelmingly negative. It was negative already just when Corey Sutton came out with the information, but then a smoldering fire turned into a giant flame with the comments last night from the Capacker event. We saw it on the front page of ESPN for a long time. The Deadspin story was updated and got recycled there. And even guys, this is really, I think, one of the things that will tell you a lot about the situation and just how unfortunate the whole thing is. You know, two guys that have been advocates is probably not the totally correct word, but two guys that really respect Bill Snyder, have known about what he has done for the program, and have been around for a while, that really have a good grasp on him and a respect level for him. Dennis Dodd and Vahe Gregorian both wrote pieces that basically just outline what almost everybody's reaction was, and that is, why did you need to go there? Why did this happen? It's tough to spin it anyway other than it being a pretty bad look. So that, to me, you know, I think just lends some credibility to everybody's initial reaction, which is, why did that need to happen?
It's so abnormal for even us. We've been around the program for a while. We've been around Bill Snyder several times, and you just do not hear him say things that that really make you raise your eyebrows. I mean, it's so status quo with him all the time. And so when I saw the video posted last night, I didn't even watch it right away because I'm like, well, I know Coach Snyder, commented on it, but I doubt that he would have done anything too bad. And then I saw some of the quotes. I'm like, oh, I need to see this. And it was kind of cringeworthy to look at that at times.
Yeah, so media reaction has been overwhelmingly negative. Let's talk with Rich in Manhattan. Rich, you have some thoughts along those lines?
Yes, sir. I think, in my opinion, the thing that's getting overlooked here is how damaging the Letty Romero situation was 3 years ago. I believe K-State lost that deal in the battle of public opinion fair and square because they followed Deb Patterson off the cliff. Bill Snyder has a mountain of goodwill behind him. She didn't. And they're both fighting that battle for the same reason, but when it comes to this deal versus that one, on that one, Jay Billis got involved and is a big advocate for the college student, and this was an immigrating college student. And K-State was just playing in the wrong and practically admitted in reversing themselves. Well, I think that put a target on their back. And when this whole thing came out, people were just ready to jump. And I've said before, I think there's too much paranoia about K-State being mistreated, but in this case, they really were mistreated. If it weren't for that situation, Bill Snyder would have got a lot more slack. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hear you, Rich. I disagree quite a bit. I think most of what I'm referencing, most of the national media attention, you know, Mike and Mike on ESPN, they're not talking about Letty Romero and that situation. They're talking about Bill Snyder and this situation.
I understand, but they got put on to it. They got bird dogged to it by Jay Billis.
Well, Jay Billis did tweet about this as well, so
they're friends of Mike and Mike. They're all together there.
Well, sure. Anyway. I get it, Rich. Rich, I think let me just ask you this. Don't you think the more jarring part of this is that we just don't expect anything like that to happen with Bill Snyder, and that is really the story here, not that K-State is the bad guy. I mean, much more of the negative attention has been directed towards now Bill Snyder as opposed to K-State. I don't think it has as much to do.
That may be true, but was Bill Snyder's comment the truth or not? The bottom line at the end of the day is the NBA doesn't care about dope smoking. The NFL doesn't care about dope smoking, but they both have franchises in states where it's legal. It's not legal in Kansas, and if Bill Snyder doesn't want his players to be puffing on the pipe. I don't find that unreasonable. The fact that he revealed it, maybe he's in deep trouble legally if he reveals that. So maybe the player had him dead to rights once he blurted it out. But I just think people would have followed him. The public opinion would have followed him a lot better had the Leddy Romero thing never happened. That's my point.
Okay. Well, hey, look, I appreciate the phone call, Rich. I think you're talking about two different things there. I'm a little lost with the logic as far as look, it's fine to not want your players to fail drug tests. What's not fine is putting it out publicly. I mean, you just said right there, it's unclear, like, legally if that's even okay. And if you're starting to get into that territory, then you probably should not be putting it out there if we're having to question the legality of it. So I'll address that and set that aside. And then as far as Leddy Romero, I just don't think people really remembered it. And honestly, if you want to take a look in the positive light at this situation, maybe that's a lesson in that this too shall pass. This will go away. People won't be talking about this for the rest of time. I really don't think that they will, especially because K-State didn't drag it out anymore past today. But you know, most people in the national media where this really matters, because the damage comes when it gets picked up nationally by all the national outlets, and then everybody is finding out about it. Those people, while it may be mentioned as a footnote in the article, the Leddy Romero saga, I'm sure it was in some of them, that's not top of mind, and that's not what people are thinking about. And this doesn't turn into a K-State issue. A lot of people will take it to Bill Snyder, and then other people take it, like I did, to the NCAA and just the way the system is set up. I just think it has far less to do with K-State and people going out on a witch hunt to K-State here. I mean, if you have a college football coach that's at odds with a player trying to transfer, and he winds up publicly insinuating something that could be taken as him saying, well, this guy failed two drug tests, that's going to be a huge story, regardless of whether you had a situation 4 years ago with a women's basketball player or not. That's just the bottom line.
I think that in the infant stages of this, there were some connections to Leddy Romero. I got a tweet from someone asking, you know, when will this administration finally figure this out, which I thought was odd because this was not the same administration, different president, different athletic director. Everybody who's making those decisions was or had gone by that time. So I think in the infant stages, there was some connection to that. When you saw the original headline, there was probably some national media that was thinking, man, weren't they in the news for this kind of thing a few years ago? But it's not what fanned the flames on the big picture here. I mean, what that was is what happened last night. That's where the big escalation came, and that in itself didn't have anything to do with Leddy Romero.
Yeah, when we were first talking about it, that was the discussion, like, will this turn into another Leddy Romero thing? I think if you're talking about people in Manhattan, people that cover K-State, maybe some regionally, those are the only people that are really going to remember the Leddy Romero situation. And I think the main fallout from that wound up being that John Curry, who was in charge at the time, then changed the way that he dealt with some of those situations. There were lessons to be learned for that administration. What you've had occur here with Corey Sutton, it is the new Leddy Romero situation, because it now is the Leddy Romero situation for Gene Taylor, the new athletic director, who has now, I'm sure, learned some lessons by how everything went down with this situation. So that is how I would say that. I don't take this out to be people out there with pitchforks going after K-State for the sake of going after K-State. This was going to be a story based on just the events that happened, no matter what Division I Power 5 school this would have occurred at. I feel pretty calm in saying that. But 537-1350, 866-776-1350 if you want to call the show here. Let's go ahead and just play the comments. We've been talking about them a lot. I'm sure most people have probably heard them, and you heard them this morning on K-Man's Morning News. This was where Bill Snyder started his side of the story and his defense of wanting to deny the release to Corey Sutton. And this is the part that I understand, and I don't blame K-State for protecting themselves in this way initially.
You're a number two. You probably want to be a number one, and you know, if you have the option to leave and you've got 22 number twos on your team leaving, you don't have much of a team left. So, you know, it doesn't make sense to not try to, you know, prevent that from happening.
And if it would have just stopped there, I think we would all say, okay, that makes sense. You may not like that that's K-State's reasoning, but it's fair reasoning to have. Then it got down this road, and this is where the problems really occur.
You know, if you do right and abide by, you know, the law and our regulations, you know, this young man's been in trouble twice, tested positive twice. You know, I've never kept a player in our program who's tested positive two times in drug testing, but we had some rules in the athletic department that allowed that to happen this time.
Now, there was some question as to whether or not he was specifically referring to Corey Sutton there, if he was drifting off a bit to talk about somebody else. Whatever your opinion was on that, the release today included an apology from Coach Snyder that said, "I would like to apologize to Corey and his family for my remarks last night, which included sensitive and private information. I spoke out of line, and for that I express a sincere regret for my comments." So he is at least acknowledging in the apology there that that's what people would take that to mean, whether or not that was his original intent or not. But if it was about him, if it was about someone else, I just can't imagine any coach really wanting to go there. I think it's a mistake probably either way, depending on who you're talking about there. And I don't want to speculate too much about this, but it's so jarring, as we said, to have it come from a coach like Coach Snyder. And you just wonder, with everything that's been happening, the stress of not only just the normal day-to-day work activities, but that being made tougher by the cancer treatment he is going through and the health situation that he is in, you just can't help but wonder if some of that has worn on him and created so much stress, coupled with this Corey Sutton situation brewing. He clearly wasn't happy about the article, which was another part of the audio that came out there, so that had him fired up. It makes you wonder if that turned into a storm that led to something slipping out that probably shouldn't have.
You mentioned that had he stopped after those first comments, that this would not have escalated this much. I mean, I think that something that's almost ironic is that if he would have stopped after those comments, I'm not sure that Corey Sutton would have got his release today.
I think
that him going over that line in his own words, you know, saying some things that he shouldn't have said, actually really benefited Corey Sutton, because it did escalate things. It did result in a second post being made by Deadspin last night. It did result in several other national media outlets that had not previously commented. Then they start to give in their two cents. So it really worked against Bill Snyder, in addition to it just being so out of character with what we've seen from him over the last, you know, 25 years.
It was the crucial part of this that essentially won it for Corey Sutton, lost it for the K-State Bill Snyder side of things, both PR, public opinion, and in the reality of what happened. Likely led to Sutton getting the release, definitely led to all the negative PR. And it's crazy. Bill Snyder's typically not one that is going to lose because of things within his control. You know, if you're losing on the football field with Bill Snyder and K-State's team, more than likely ran into a team with just more talent, more resources. That's usually what happens. It's not something within his control, a misstep in that way that tends to get him. And that is what makes this just all the more crazy that it happened the way that it did. We're going to talk a lot more about this throughout the show. You can tweet us at the game KMAN with your questions or comments. What's the fallout from this now is what we'll address at 5:10. Coming up next, I did have a chance to talk to Roddy Magruder. Just finished his first year in the NBA with the Miami Heat. Started darn near 70 games in the NBA this year in his first year in the league. He's got friends in high places. See what I mean on the other side here on the game.